maybe five lines that they have 23 numbers associated with them.
What's the date? July 29th, right? I just asked you that. Okay, good. 2010. Good afternoon, everyone. It is a little bit after 1 o'clock p.m., July 29th, 2010. This is the North Dakota Public Service Commission. We have three work sessions scheduled for this afternoon. The first one that will be taken up at this time is case number PU-10130, which is Enbridge Pipeline's Berthold Station Upgrade Siting Application. This is Kevin Kramer. Also in the room are my colleagues, Brian Kalk and Tony Clark, as well as staff. Work sessions are our opportunity to discuss the application, the evidence from the hearing, any testimony evidence that's coming since then, and work through an order that we have, a proposed order. So, Pat, did you want to, did anybody have anything they wanted to say up front? Okay, Pat, do you want to walk through the order with us?
I want to mention that Kara is here. She's going to be taking all your changes down and making corrections to the draft order for the Enbridge and the next one. But
good.
So if we can go through these.
Well, let's back up just for a second on the Enbridge order. What we were basically, my recollection, and you know, the hearing wasn't that long ago, is that there was a great deal of public interest. All of it's pretty well centered around the traffic safety issues, and we were waiting to get some ideas from local officials in the Department of Transportation that Enbridge would agree to, and a proposal that would satisfy all of us and allow us to issue the order. Basically, and we've received a lot of stuff, and I suspect that proposal that we did receive, at least a preliminary proposal, is embedded in this draft order.
Yes, it is. We don't have a final, we don't have the final information on those talks, but
it did say though that DOT did not anticipate final recommendations differing from the above recommendations.
Correct.
So that's encouraging. Okay.
There may be more specifics worked out. More of the details might change, possibly. But overall, I think the solution is what you see presented here.
Good. Any particular part of the order we should jump to that's...
I want to make sure I got the right one you got, Pat.
Yeah, the first page looks like that. It doesn't have...
Yeah. Is this a little bit different than our...
It's a little different format, yeah.
Which?
This is the draft that was sent in.
Okay. Do we want
to... It'll look like one of ours after Kara's done with it.
Okay. See, Kara, the pressure's already on. Mm-hmm. Tell me, Pat. I mean, what's the time frame that we're looking at here that we'd want to do something on if everything works out? I mean, are we trying to do this for next Wednesday? Is that what we're thinking? If
yes,
okay.
We have preliminary information, I guess, that we'll receive the details of the talks between the DOT and Enbridge by Friday, and. I'm thinking the commission might want to see those final details before the order goes out.
Sure.
And yes, it's planned to be on for Wednesday, August 4th, for an order.
That's what I was thinking is where we're going to. That new order format that we came up with, or they came up with, is pretty good. So it'd be nice to get a look at it in the new format
Before that.
Before then. And I don't think we necessarily have to have a work session on that, but
right, I would agree.
It'd be nice to look through that because I think staff has done a really good job of setting it up to where it's easy to follow, easy to read, and it might be harder to pull this some of this stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
So
that
almost any of the recent wind sightings.
Any of the recent?
Yeah.
I think you can take any one of them and follow it through.
Okay.
So I don't know. Do we need to go through all this? Like, how? I mean, that's what I think we're struggling with.
Well, that's what I'm wondering, Pat, if there's any particular part of the order we should go to first that you want any input on or clarification.
I guess on page 8, beginning with about paragraph 15 is where we talk about the traffic concerns.
Yep.
Okay.
If you want to go through like 15, 16, 17 there, look at those.
That's the question is, you know, when we say may or include somewhere all the following, I mean, we can't really order the DOT to do anything, right? I mean, isn't that the crutch of what the whole discussion was?
No, we can't order the DOT to do anything, but we can make the siting certificate contingent on certain things happening.
Right. Such as DOT issuing their approval of project, which is that to me, rather than trying to get into speed limits, something from the DOT that says that they're happy with it.
Well, yes. I mean, that would be another way. I thought about that as well. That would be another way to do it. But I do think some of these specific things that they've agreed to are
sure
are fine findings, actually. But I think I thought the same thing as I looked through the order clause. That I don't know if that's over the top or, you know, to say to suggest that it's actually a contingency. Now, by the time we expect to vote on this, DOT will have had its mm-hmm. final approval of whatever these facts are, and that'll be
supplemented to the record. And that should be incorporated in the findings.
Yeah. Right. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's enough. But I know what you're getting at. It's.
I don't want to get into telling the DOT what the right thing to do is.
Well, what if by Friday they decide it's 45?
Exactly.
Miles per hour,
exactly.
Or 60.
Right. Or at some
experts.
Later date it changes.
Right. And that's your point, and I agree. And maybe this does it, but I think it's a good inquiry.
Because it was interesting testimony when we all was out at this such a big, huge intersection, and Francis gets up there and says, well, this is not really that busy.
Well, you know, it is kind of funny, isn't it?
But it doesn't mean that it's not a valid concern. It's just that, it's what you're used to what.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no question. I was sitting there thinking, man, I've been a lot more cautious than this, but then I'm not the expert, so.
Yeah.
That's what we have in there. So I don't know, Pat, did that discussion make sense to you?
Well, what I'm hearing is that when we get the final details from DOT and Enbridge on this issue, we will include it as a filing, you know, in the beginning where we list all the filings. If some of the details change, we can change this to show the actual agreement.
Sure.
We can, if the speed limit changes, we can put that in there.
Sure.
And in the ordering clause, we would not be ordering the Department of Transportation to do that. We would be making the certificate and the order contingent on the.
And I'm not sure that's critical, but I'm just, but for sure we need to have the documentation to back up that this was their recommendation, not.
Not in the us to lend.
It wasn't some arbitrary decision on our part. So maybe it's fine that it's in the findings. I don't know. Annette, you could tell us probably better.
Well, I'm wondering in finding 17 if we want to, before we get to the ABC part of it, just end it with Enbridge will cooperate in implementation of surface traffic safety measures at and around its Berthold station, period. And not include the specifics here, and then in the beginning, in the preliminary statement, we of course would reference the filing when it's made.
See, I like that generic language better. Because what if the future date DOT changes it even more, and then they go back and maybe they order?
Once they get out there and they get on the ground and they start doing things,
they say this is still too fast or too slow or whatever it might be.
So we just take out references.
Take out the ABCD and just reference the agreement. Then the agreement stands.
Whatever they work out, because I'm comfortable with that. Because if the agreement changes at a later date,
that's probably more practical.
Okay. So for CARE's benefit. There would be a period after Berthold's station, and then the rest of that would be eliminated.
I think so.
Let me ask you another question, too, Pat.
Through D.
The companies that submit these, they've potentially some of the same people that are involved in this case have involved in the previous wind cases. They give us a new order in a different format.
I don't know.
I don't think
this company probably not.
Are you talking about the formatting of this order? Yeah, that won't be hard to fix.
Okay. All right. Okay.
I would take out everything after there. I wouldn't leave.
Yeah, that last paragraph doesn't make much sense.
I wouldn't leave the last paragraph either.
Without the ABCD.
Right.
Okay.
Because that'll be part of the agreement.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, some of that was agreed to between Enbridge and
the city. It was. It's actually in the, that's right. It was.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like that wind hearing that the company came up with an agreement with one of those people about the view shed. That's their own business. We didn't put it in our order.
In this particular case, though, because it does deal specifically with
safety.
Safety and human safety, which is one of our charges.
Well, and in order number 7, we say the safety measures recommended by the Department of Transportation shall be implemented.
There you go.
Although we should say NDDOT because that's what we've used every other time.
Yeah, that's one of the things, Kara, you'll look for is the consistency of terms throughout documents.
Except that sometimes in the order, I like to spell out the company names because it's the ordering clauses.
And you should say North Dakota Department of Transportation.
Yes.
So the order starts over, so to speak, with all of that. That makes some sense, I suppose.
But we wouldn't say shall be implemented either there. We would say, because we can't order the Department of Transportation.
We're not. The safety measures recommended by the DOT shall be implemented. We need to ensure that they are implemented.
Mm-hmm. That's how it sounds to me.
That's how I would read it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're not ordering the DOT.
We're ordering that the safety measures be implemented.
And it does that as it is here. It's okay. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, whatever the DOT would recommend needs to be implemented.
I guess the other thing I noticed was in the ordering paragraphs on the fifth one. This is a little bit different, I think, from what we've done in the past. The word on page 14, number 5. It says Enbridge must obtain approval for any material changes. I don't know if you are okay with that or not.
What do we usually say?
Well, a lot of times what we're talking about is transmission lines. So we say any changes in the route need to be approved by the commission. I think we could say changes in the proposal. I guess we could leave it that way too for this. Changes in the proposal as filed in the application, or changes in the plot filed in the application. But material changes leaves it. Seemed like it
it's
leaves
fairly
it
vague.
open.
In this kind of project, though, the footprint is the same.
It is hard. It is harder. I mean, that's your point about a route is pretty easy to define if there's a change in a route.
We don't necessarily get into if they put in 8 stations or 6 stations. I don't think that was really.
No, but the application's for 8, so we, you know. Yeah. So if we reference the application, which obviously is, that's what this is based on, I don't know.
It's the piping.
Right.
At the station and the tanks, if, you know, if there's whatever was in the plot plan filed with the application. But it is the site.
If they suddenly flip the, you know.
Yeah, it's not as much of a concern as because we are giving a permit and
all 80
certificate
acres
to the whole area.
Right, right. So I don't even really know what, you know, I don't know how much you sort of.
It changed the gate location as it could affect the DOT traffic flow. I don't know.
I don't know. Remember, whatever we do, that 80 acres is free game forever, right? Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, with the new law, that's right.
But.
Is there a different word than material?
And they're talking here about the station upgrades. They're not even talking about location necessarily there, so.
This is a transmission project as opposed to a facility. So, I mean, it's facility. Like,
yeah.
What other transmission projects can go within that?
Right. Yeah, it's an 80-acre square. Basically,
seemed to be pretty.
I guess since they suggested it, maybe material doesn't bother us that much.
It doesn't bother me a heck of a lot, but I appreciate your attention to the sort of the vagueness of the term. But that's probably okay.
Okay. I guess the other thing I noticed was. Number 16.
Well, I had a quick question on 11. The 48 inches and 48 inches for all the pipe, is that state code law? Or, like we had the discussion about concrete for wind turbines. I mean, is there something in
this
that?
Is the commission's precedent.
Okay, but there's not something that says 48, which is kind of what we've always done. Okay, I just was curious where it came from.
But I do have a concern about the number 11 compared to, let's see.
Somewhere else, right?
There was something that was said in the order, I think. Hang on a second. I think it said they would build it according to DOT standards. And I was thinking, you know, these depths of cover are different from the DOT standards. And so we would have a conflict, perhaps, in two different parts of the order. But I got to look for that other.
Well, let's pick one then.
Well, we would take ours because it's more cover. Mm. And so we would have to say.
You know, the only thing I would say, though, is that within this footprint, I mean, this isn't farmland anymore, right? I mean, there's not.
That's true.
You know, while it's a transmission facility or line, it is a facility. And so, but once the line starts, you know, if there was a new line being built or new pipe being put in the ground, then over agricultural land or under agricultural land, then our standards would probably be the ones to.
Well, they did, I guess, in the. Certifications agreed to these depths, so we could leave it there. The concern
still
I was
wanted to reconcile the difference.
Yeah, the concern I was thinking about is on my page 6, number 9, and it just says the facilities will be constructed pursuant to the pipeline standards of. 194 and 195. So we could say except we're superseded by this order. Something. Maybe legal has something to suggest there.
Tony, Brian, and Kevin.
Which is more restrictive?
Ours are more stringent.
48 is, right?
Yep. 48 inches.
I think you can just say unless otherwise specified by this order.
Yeah.
There you go.
Just add a blurb on there.
Right after, at the end of the first sentence.
Yeah, I like that. That's good.
So there is value.
That's probably their, yeah.
What?
That is their intent.
I have a day and a half left. Be nice. Oh.
We only have two more days to pick on it.
On the way out the door.
We only have two more days to pick on Annette until she leaves us.
They may never come back.
Like, where did that era money go? Who's this Bendish?
With her BlackBerry.
Never hear from me again.
Let's see. Okay. Then I was headed toward number 16 of the order.
Yep. Sorry about that.
The word further, all cultural resources mitigation plans must be submitted to the North Dakota State Historic.
I've wondered about that use of the term further construction.
I don't think we use that in any of our other orders.
I didn't know really what was that referencing. Is that because it's an expansion of an existing? Is that what the further is referring to, or is it?
I don't know.
Anything? I thought that was weird too. A couple times I read that and I thought.
I guess what we'll do is look back on our other orders, and if we don't have that in our other orders, I'll take that out.
Unless it came out of Whiting, because that one was already constructed when we cited it.
That's possible.
Which would make sense in that case.
Right. Yeah,
In fact, I may have provided the Whiting order as a sample.
Yeah, not a good example.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, we'll change that.
Let me ask a question about, going back to the wind orders. You know, we get a letter from Fish and Wildlife Service that there's Game and Fish that says they're okay with the project. The SHPO says they're okay with the project. I don't recall getting letters from those people on this project. Did I just miss that?
Some of them were in the application. They always include. I just flipped the State Historical Society letters in there.
But we put those in the wind orders as facts that, the SHPO has no concerns with this. The Fish and Wildlife has no concerns with this. Whoever does, no concern with that. Why would that goes back to our different order format? I think we should put that in there.
It's a good point, actually. We can do that. It's a good point. This particular example may be actually one where it wouldn't be critical, but it's going to be as this
goes on. That's what I was thinking.
Okay.
There's the Exhibit G in the application from Game and Fish.
Can we put those in?
It does reference them, but it doesn't reference this. And some of those are key. I mean, maybe it's a little editorializing, but it's still, or CYA, but it's still key. It doesn't hurt to have them. And it is our standard.
Yeah.
Because
when you go back here and say that if they find any cultural stuff, well, the ship has already reviewed this area and says they won't find any cultural stuff. But, of course, they could still find it, I guess.
Just because
they missed something.
Yeah.
But that's, Kerry, when you look at the other orders, you'll be able to walk right through there and see where we've said it in the wind ones.
That's
what
I was looking for.
And if there's something that is in an order that maybe we don't have in this one, maybe means we should ask, or maybe it's not valid.
Take a look and see what you think of 26 and 27 in the order, and 30.
In the order?
And
page on
excuse me, page 11.
It helps me. Okay.
Too.
These agencies have objected to this project. So, but in the but do we restate that again though in the findings or in the order? Whatever format we did before.
I don't think we restated in the order because it's in the conclusions.
Okay.
So it's already been done. No, it's in the findings. Sorry. If we put it in the order, we would require, there's been some cases where we haven't gotten the no historic properties affected from SHPO, so we would require that before they could begin construction. And in this case, they already have it.
Okay. Well, back to that format. Whatever format we've used, just put it in the same spot.
Well, it's here. I believe that's where it would have been in the other orders, too.
Okay.
The ordering clauses are what we're telling, what we're granting, the permissions we're giving, and anything that we're requiring of the company. If you think of something, we'll be working on this a couple of days too, so.
Okay.
If you think of something, we'll run it by.
Sure. Run it through. But as you clean it up, put it in the format, make these changes, we'll take a look at it, and then look.
It looks,
within,
looking
looks good. Yeah, good. Looks good.
Number, on page 16, number 18, and there's a duplication of a few words there. Number 18, I was going to scratch out the first where available and start out with at least 12 inches of topsoil and comma, where available, comma, or topsoil. And then on the last page, number 24, I'm going to propose some additional language for the GIS mapping to include how they're supposed to geo-reference.
Okay.
What they provide to us.
Have you got any pushback on any of those types of suggestions? Have you done that much? Have we
only
put it
one,
in orders?
Only once by phone. You know, somebody didn't have a geo-reference, so we asked them to do it. And they did it.
Okay.
So that it just plugs right in.
Yes.
To our GIS.
Well, I'm all for that. We can get by.
And then, well, Mr. Kramer is chairman now, so.
And Brian needs a middle initial.
P. Kulk. Right. As opposed to the other Brian Kulks in the state.
Very good. Still on for getting it on the agenda.
I need to get an otter tail person on.
Kate, go ahead and call an otter tail person. I'll go use the restroom.